Did you know that there were 10,527 people earning under $350 a week in the formal sector of Barbados prior to last week's increase in the minimum wage? That's what we've been hearing from the CEO of the Barbados Small Business Association, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder. She attributes these figures to research just done by economist Dr. Clyde Maskell, who was using data from the Barbados Revenue Authority and the National Insurance Scheme. According to Dr. Holder, that data showed that some 20,710 people working in Barbados were considered low-wage workers who were getting less than $25,000 per annum. She was among those speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday on the timing of the increase in the minimum wage.
2,435 were actually receiving about between $250 to $300 per week. 1,632 were receiving between $200 and $250 per week, and another 1,063 receiving $150 to $200 per week. And then, can you imagine that that 2,199 were actually getting less than $150 per week? This is actually happening in Barbados today, that there are people, employees out there getting less than $150 a week, and 3,198. Under $350.
Trade unionist Tony Moore notes that this is only in the formal sector.
One of the conversations we have to push is the transition of workers from the informal to the formal sector, because it has implications not only for wages, but it also has implications for social protection, social insurance, health insurance coverage, all of these things.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis, says the figures underscore the private sector's view that increasing the minimum wage at this time is going to hurt, as this sector struggles to recover from COVID and the long economic recession prior to that.
Numbers now essentially being exposed on the program, I think, do, on both sides of the argument as far as timing, emphasize that there is a greater impact for good, but a greater impact than the numbers than we were previously considering.
According to Mrs. Stannis, this increase in the minimum wage is going to have a ripple effect.
You have essentially salary scales that are above that, and we do believe that it is going to impact not just on the minimum salary, but on maybe one or two, maybe even possibly two salary scales above that. And therefore, it's no longer a minimum wage discussion. It is a cost of labor discussion across the sectors that are going to be impacted. Then, of course, then we have the other, as we know, the attendant increases as far as increasing your basic salary in terms of NAS contributions and so on and so forth. That's fine. But what is not being contemplated is the private sector to private sector adjustments. Okay, I'll give you an example. On Thursday, April the 1st, right off the bat, I was copied into correspondence where a service provider very courteously informed his clientele that due to the imposition of the minimum wage, the sector essentially was the wages were going to, the charge out rate was going to move from X to Y. X to Y was over a 40% increase, okay?
But Labor Minister Colin Jordan was more optimistic. He's anticipating that this minimum wage money is going to very quickly find its way back into the economy.
The persons who are impacted by this increase are persons who have outstanding bills, persons who are now not purchasing in sufficient quantity or quality to provide for them and their dependents and to give them some kind of nutrition security. And so we are of the view, and I'm certain of the view, that there will be a cycle. In other words, there will be an initial outlay this week, Thursday or Friday, as Mrs. Stannis said. That money, those additional dollars.
Labor Minister Colin Jordan, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.
I am pretty sure by next week, we'll all be back in the economy at some point, someplace, either paying a bill as outstanding in a supermarket, at a hairdresser, clothing store, shoe store, back in the economy. So we will see almost immediately some movement in terms of demand, a consumption from the persons who benefit from the minimum wage.